New Jersey's fourth largest school district reinstituted its mask mandate for all public school students today. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is in Paterson. Marla, why the change, and is everyone going along with it?
Paterson is in Passaic County, which is one of 18 New Jersey counties where COVID activity is high. And before the winter break, Passaic County saw 7,100 cases of the flu. And there is also concern about RSV, its impact on young children. Many have had to be hospitalized. So the mandate affects 25,000 students in Paterson's public schools and all staff. We spoke to Superintendent Eileen Schaefer about her decision, and she was adamant that she wants to see students and teachers in the classroom, not a return to remote learning, where so many children did fall behind. She said that she knew that she would get a little bit of pushback on it, and she has had emails where parents are saying, you know, why do we have to do this again? My child doesn't want to wear a mask. But she said for the most part, most of the emails that she's received have been positive, and people are happy that they've reinstituted the mask mandate.
Passaic and Camden have also brought back masks in schools. Do you see this being a trend in New Jersey?
Yeah, it might be, because flu activity is so high across New Jersey, and hospitals are seeing an uptick in COVID infections. New Jersey reported two child deaths from the flu. But Governor Murphy said last month that there would not be a statewide mandate for schools. He's leaving it up to individual districts to decide what they want to do based on the number of cases they're seeing. And Paterson did this, and so did Passaic and Camden, because they are seeing a rise in COVID cases.
Have officials there in Paterson given any indication when they might lift this mandate? Is it open-ended? Does it have a finite period of time?
Right. No, it is open-ended. The superintendent said they'll look at the data, you know, and follow CDC and state health department guidelines. And she has the backing of the mayor, Andre Saya, and the city's health commissioner, Dr. Paul Persaud, who announced that Paterson is rolling out a mobile vaccine and testing clinic on Thursday. This will go to areas where vaccination rates are low, especially among children. The mayor says that many young children in his city have not received any kind of vaccine dose at all.
All right, Marla, thank you. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond in Paterson, New Jersey.